Amen.
So, Gadol story of the week. I want to tell a little story about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was the chief rabbi, the Sephardi chief rabbi of Eretz Israel. Passed away just about 6 years ago. He's an incredible tzaddik. There's tens, hundreds of stories of his Ruach HaKodesh, of his Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. He learned the whole Shulchan Aruch every month, basically knew it by heart. He was completely immersed in learning Torah, like he didn't know what else was going around him when he was learning. He was his brachos came through in incredible circumstances, and his tefillahs, he could just look at a list of people and be like, ah, oh, this person needs this, and he could know who needs a refuah shlema and who needs extra tefillahs. Crazy story. But the story I want to tell about him is, despite all this, he always made time for the little people. So there's there was a lady who had on her refrigerator the fix-it guy for the washing machine and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, the chief rabbi's number, side by side. Somehow they got next to each other. And she got a little confused. And she didn't really know who Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was. And she called Rav Mordechai Eliyahu for help with fixing her washing machine. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu then went on for 15 minutes to help this lady fix her washing machine and instruct her step by step. And then eventually her son figured out what the heck was going on here, that she was choosing for Mordechai Eliyahu. He's so embarrassed. Mordechai was like, no, don't worry. It's okay. I want to help her. It's good. And he kept helping her to make sure the laundry machine was working. So no matter how busy we are with our Torah learning, we must always make time for the little people, always to think about other people and not just about our own spirituality. Just one halacha, sudash lishit, it's a real halacha. You're supposed to have three meals every Shabbos. It's based on a pasuk. It's an explicit gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. You need to have a third meal, ideally with bread. So he writes, Chacham Eina Barosha, try not to eat too much at the lunch meal so that you're super duper stuffed and you won't have any room for the third meal, which is a very special and spiritual meal. However, if you can't eat bread, some say you can have mezonos b'di'evit. And if you can't have any mezonos, that's too much, gluten-free or something, so you can have fruits. But you really should try to have at least a kibbutz's worth of something. And there are those who, like Chabad, I think, who learn Torah instead. So if you're a Chabad and you follow your rabbi, that's cool. Shkia, but there's a 13 and a half minute exception that the Mishnah Berurah mentions b'di'evit. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Shkia. If anybody wants, you're going to learn Simcha Seminar and Parsha and breakfast in the back.